USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Concerns about a new COVID variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it does seem to be spreading at, in his words, a reasonably rapid rate, telling CNN U.S. scientists are busy working with those in South Africa, where this new variant was first detected, to study the Omicron variant. Concerns about it had the Dow Jones seeing its worst day of the year yesterday, losing over 900 points. A fan in New York City saying at this news, Broadway's lights are shining a little less brightly. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Composer Stephen Sondheim has passed away at the age of 91. Five of his shows won Tony Awards for Best Musical. A new film adaptation of his musical West Side Story is scheduled to have its world premiere on Monday.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In Waukesha, Wisconsin, they'll be holding observances in honor of last week's parade attack victims. Tomorrow, Mayor Sean Riley and city council members will hold a moment of silence at 4:39 p.m. local time, which is the moment when a driver used his vehicle to plow into participants in a Christmas parade. Six people died of their injuries. More than 60 people were hurt. Now, today, Saturday, city council members are going to be in neighborhoods handing out blue light bulbs for community members to turn on in their homes for the rest of the holiday season in a show of citywide solidarity. Immigration policy will be back in the spotlight this upcoming week when lawmakers are back in Washington. They've been tucked into President Biden's social spending bill. The Republican Texas Senator John Cornyn says he doesn't think they'll stay there for long.
The immigration provisions will not survive the parliamentarian, and the Democrats know that.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The electricity being shut off again in parts of California in an aim to reduce the risk of wildfires. More than 120,000 Southern California Edison customers had their power shut off yesterday. Others are now under consideration for shutoffs, again, all to reduce wildfire risk as gusty Santa Ana winds and dangerous dry conditions combine to cause quite the risk right now. It's affecting customers particularly in the counties of Los Angeles, Riverside, and San Bernardino. Meanwhile, staying in Southern California, where a Home Depot near Los Angeles has been the latest target of one of those mob thefts. According to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, a group of about 18 teenagers went into a Home Depot tools section at the store in Lakewood, California, and just took all sorts of merchandise, leaving in about 10 vehicles, taking off in them in different directions. Now some district attorneys in the state are joining forces against this organized retail theft by sharing resources and information among different counties and jurisdictions. They say each agency will dedicate one prosecutor to the collaborative enforcement efforts. Meanwhile, many police and prosecutors across the rest of the nation are watching closely to see how California responds to this new problem. And coming to you from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.